to come all that way down in them in the crocodile and alligator state. But we tried to show you some hospitality while we were here. Amen. But God is calling us in. You know what? If we could just catch on fire like we used to be, we'll even get some more saints in here. First of all, we get out of church too fast. We do. I remember when we didn't come out of there until 11 o'clock on Friday nights. It's coming on. Let it come on off. But what we're trying to say, saints, we might need to go back to some of the old ways. Yeah. Not that this is bad, but I see a great crop of young people. I'm just taking over with what I'm saying with the young people. But the point is that we're going to still continue to have to encourage them. Not jumping on them all the time, but kids going to be cheering. I watched these here, now they're going to sleep. But they was up there doing things and But this is what I'm saying. This is what the Lord has given me tonight. Is this all right? But I remember when I was a young man and I was in the Baptist church. But we was made to go to church like most of these kids are too. And all I wanted to do was get out of Leeds, Alabama. And I got out there, I didn't have no, I didn't know nothing about the world, and I got burnt a lot of times because I didn't know. But I'm still thankful for the teaching and the whoopings that I got from my mother and my dad. And you know, that's one of the things that we have now, that parents don't whoop these children enough. They don't chastise them enough. They don't. They just feed them. They want a $40 pair of shoes. You give it to them, but you don't give them no whoopings. You don't chastise them enough. The only time they get chastised is when the ushers take the nerve to get them up and chastise. If you chastise them at home, they wouldn't come into church doing those things. Well, it's the truth. Amen. They can tell what kind of chastise those kids get. And that's why it's very good for us to keep them saints. Because if you don't, you're going to lose them. If they always start at 8, 9, think they're grown, what are you going to do when they get 15 or 16? You tell them you ain't going to no gym. And next time you look, you up there. But I'm just so busy with the Lord. But that's the Lord wants you to chest out that child too. I got to go out and do choir rehearsal. I ain't got time to even bother him. I just left him at home. But saints, is this all right? This is what God's given to us. We have a fine crop of this coming in. But we don't want to lose them, saints. God loves us and God loves this organization. We're going up. Yeah. We go, the devil. We have had the devil come in here and take some people out of here, but they're not out there. They haven't accomplished nothing. Haven't accomplished nothing. Sitting out there, we probably wishing they came back, but they're shamed. Too shamed to come back. First thing, y'all not leave. That's a great, it's a way to leave, and there's a way is not to leave. If someone here was saying, Bishop, if you don't mind, I'd like to transfer to such and such a church out of another organization. It depends on how I feel about it. And then I would investigate to see if somebody from that other organization is trying to pull them. That's right. You see what we're saying? And if he was a good soldier or even a bad soldier. If it's something I thought that was good to be getting rid of, I'll probably say, yeah, goodbye, bye. Good riddance. But I am not going to give a good chase. I'm not going to give up on a good saint. But if we had a dud here, that's something that don't function. It's another one hanging. Yeah, well, dud. Well, that's why I went on and broke it down, what a dud is. That's when a tank shoot a gun around, goes out, hit the other tank, and don't explode. That's a dud. That's a dud. It hit the tank, but it didn't explode. Didn't do the job it was sitting down there to do. Well, that's the way some of us is. Some of us could come out here, and we got they got people out there killing themselves, undressing chicken and fixing it to ready to do this and marinating and everything. And there's some sitting at home saying, I don't feel like going. I'll go down there tomorrow. I know Ella McCaw called me, but I told my wife I had a headache. But you're fine, we're family. And we should get together and get the job done. We got a job to do. Even if they didn't need you, you should come by. Do you need any help? Do you need any help? Thanks, I'm just sharing these. This all right, though? This is what I think that we can come on a car, one accord, and that's when God's gonna. Sometimes he don't want us, we got a mess at church. Ain't nobody gonna come in. God ain't gonna send nobody in that tent till you get it cleaned up. Yeah, what does God look like sending you doubling your attendance or your membership? God wants to bless this church.
Amen.
Because God has already said it in his word that we are blessed. Amen. And I'm not just cutting you down, saints, because you are great people. And this town watches this church. And I'm sure they your town over there clean the watches you. Same here. Only if you were doing something right, and they see a bunch of cars at your church, them folks said so and so. That's what they've been looking at all this winter, this week. Amen. About this. Right. Well, look at all them cars down there. What's that going on down at old Bishop Marbury's church? How they can draw people there with that darn Sabbath? Because that's what the God wants. That's why he can do. That's why. We keep the fourth commandment. Is that the fourth one? Yeah, because we keep the fourth commandment. You don't. You broke all of them. We'll bless people because we are commandment keepers. We'll bless. We're not cursed. We bless. So you shouldn't be ashamed of your organization. You shouldn't be ashamed. When your pastor gives you a something to do, do it.
Amen.
It used to be I had to come down and stay all night to barbecuing. I don't even come around here. I stay home and be watching CNN. Because they got it. When they said, Bishop, we got your back, good. And that's the way it should be. And each one of the church, yep, just that's how you get promoted. When a pastor or even Mel McCoy comes out and says, Bishop, I tell you what, one of my deacons, I really think he's ready for this and ready for that. That might be why we've had one here. One of the deacons got promoted this week.
All right.
He deserved it. He deserved it. We don't preach them, we don't promote them because we want to just get some more deacons. When they're going to sit nobody out there, don't know nothing. But this particular deacon, he's been loyal. And he's loyal to him and that other deacon. And we got a new one coming in. But thanks. I'm grateful for my two, Ella McCoy and my son-in-law. I thank God for them too.
Amen.
They work so well together. That's Ella Barnes. They work so good. I really feel like a senior bishop because I can come down here if I want to. If I don't, I don't have to. They got my back. They got my back. Yeah, and that's one of the great things. And I think all the other churches, I'm not going to ask you to always do this and do that. But this is a good, we still as headquarters, we believe that we want to. And in fact, I insist that we be the light for the rest of the churches. That's something I want. And I will not tolerate one of you all surpassing us. You can come up with us and we'll go on up some more, but we ain't going to let you surpass us. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll let us surpass you. Because I like to see us all move up. I want us all to move up. Yeah, if y'all gonna pass us, we're gonna see what you're doing. We're gonna investigate us and with some private eyes, I see what you're doing. If you won't tell us, we won't. But I love you, saints. Yes, man. Yes, I like to say, I never dreamed that this organization would be like it is. Of course, at one time we had some more churches. But the devil got in them. But we got good people in command now. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Saints, give your leaders a hand clap. Give it to them. And that's one of the other things I like. On the weekends, they never see me hardly out here, and I want to get Ella Boone's them number too, so I can call them. Yeah, I want to communicate with him too.
Amen.
He's out of shape. He's part of the body too. He's just so far away, but that don't mean a phone calls cost the same thing. So it just costs just the same as go to that's called out there to Colleen. So all those things before you leave, make sure you do that, so that we can keep in touch with you. Amen. That's all I have, Saint, tonight.
Amen.
Unless you all have something to. I just want to. This word tonight. But as we saw in the word, don't we? That is, we're in the last days, saints. And I want to share this with you before I go, along with the message that I started in. The Lord took me somewhere else. Take your seats for a minute. If you've been watching CNN and some of these big networks, you see everybody's out trying to get a nuclear weapon. And that's what Peter was saying there, that this earth is going to be dissolved with a fervent heat. And you, son of mine, I want to take a look at that. Because I'm always trying to figure out when I see things into my Bible, and then I see it coming into effect now. I think my son Junior, when he just got back, been out there over there a couple of years, over there in Kuwait and Iraq. But he was saying oil over there is so plentiful that you can dig a shell in the ground and find oil. And then when I go back and look at all this stuff going on over there, then I'm looking to see how Peter was saying, I'll be trying to figure out things. Then I can see where Peter was saying, I said, well, how is it going to melt with a fervent heat? It's going to explode. It's going to explode. And so what I'm trying to say, saints, we need to try to keep our act together. You know what your ticket is of being full of the Holy Ghost. You can't catch no Boeing 747 when Jesus standing up there in that cloud. You're going to have some holy, holy, holy Ghost. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? That's what you need to look at. That's what those scriptures was about today. For this finality here. It scares me. Everybody ought to be scared. And what I mean by being scared, get your bags and get them packed. And let's pack this body of yours with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is going to make you a quickening. The Bible said it'll be a quickening spirit.